Section G continued, Teaching No Greater Call, a resource guide for gospel teaching. Lesson 3, Mothers as Teachers. The First Presidency and Quorum of the Twelve have said that mothers are primarily responsible for the nurture of their children. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Ensign, November 1995, page 102. Such nurture includes teaching gospel principles. President Ezra Taft Benson remembered with love the teaching of his mother. I remember so well as a little boy coming in from the field and approaching the old farmhouse in Whitney, Idaho. I could hear my mother singing, Have I Done Any Good in the World Today? Hymns number 223. I can still see her in my mind's eye, bending over the ironing board with newspapers on the floor, ironing long strips of white cloth with beads of perspiration on her forehead. When I asked her what she was doing, she said, These are temple robes, my son. Your father and I are going to the temple at Logan. Then she put the old flat iron on the stove, drew a chair close to mine, and told me about temple work, how important it is to be able to go to the temple and participate in the sacred ordinances performed there. She also expressed her fervent hope that someday her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren would have the opportunity to enjoy these priceless blessings. What I hope you will teach your children about the temple. Ensign, August 1985, page 8. Regarding the importance of mothers teaching their children the gospel, President Benson said, Mothers, you are your children's best teacher. Teach your children the gospel in your own home, at your own fireside. This is the most effective teaching that your children will ever receive. This is the Lord's way of teaching. The church cannot teach like you can. The school cannot. The daycare center cannot. But you can, and the Lord will sustain you. Your children will remember your teachings forever. And when they are old, they will not depart from them. They will call you blessed, their truly angel mother. To the Mothers in Zion, Pamphlet, 1987, pages 10 through 11. As a mother, you teach in many ways. Sometimes you plan teaching opportunities, but many teaching opportunities occur spontaneously in the normal flow of family life. See Teaching Moments in Family Life, pages 140 to 141. Sometimes you teach by example, sometimes by precept. Sometimes you teach by establishing patterns of gospel living in the home, and sometimes by just taking time to pay attention and show love. President Benson gave 10 suggestions that can help you teach your children. Each of them emphasizes taking time. Take time to always be at the crossroads when your children are either coming or going, whether your children are 6 or 16. Take time to be a real friend to your children. Take time to read to your children. Take time to pray with your children. Take time to have a meaningful weekly home evening. Make this one of your great family traditions. Take time to be together at mealtimes as often as possible. Take time daily to read the scriptures together as a family. Take time to do things together as a family. Take time to teach your children. Catch the teaching moments. Take the time to truly love your children. A mother's unqualified love approaches Christ-like love. To the Mothers in Zion, pages 8 through 12. The responsibilities of motherhood can seem overwhelming. It is important to remember that the Lord does not expect mothers to be perfect or to achieve an unrealistic ideal standard of homemaking. Yet, He does expect them to recognize and honor their divine role and to humbly do their best. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland said to the mothers in the church, Yours is the grand tradition of Eve, the mother of all the human family. Yours is the grand tradition of Sarah and Rebecca and Rachel, without whom there could not have been those magnificent patriarchal promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which bless us all. Yours is the grand tradition of Lois and Eunice and the mothers of the 2,000 stripling warriors. Yours is the grand tradition of Mary, chosen and foreordained from before this world was, to conceive, carry, and bear the Son of God Himself. We thank all of you, including our own mothers, and tell you there is nothing more important in this world than participating so directly in the work and glory of God in bringing to pass the mortality and earthly life of His daughters and sons, so that immortality and eternal life can come in those celestial realms on high. In Conference Report, April 1997, page 48, or Ensign, May 1997, page 36. President Gordon B. Hinckley spoke of the great blessing of motherhood. Let every mother realize that she has no greater blessing than the children who have come to her as a gift from the Almighty, that she has no greater mission than to rear them in light and truth, in understanding and love. I remind mothers everywhere of the sanctity of your calling. No other can adequately take your place. No responsibility is greater, no obligation more binding than that you rear in love and peace and integrity those whom you have brought into the world. In Conference Report, October 1993, page 79, or Ensign, November 1993, page 60. End of Lesson 3, Mothers as Teachers, from Section G, Teaching No Greater Call.